Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The County Drug Task Force, with assistance from Arcata PD and the U.S. Marshals Service, served search warrants at two locations yesterday. At the first location, in the 1900 block of Upper Bay Road in Arcata, officers found and seized more than 700 growing marijuana plants and $2,300 in cash from a residence that had been turned into a grow house. At the second location in the 2500 block of Kelly Avenue in McKinleyville, officers found 145 large marijuana plants and more than $57,000 in cash. Officers also arrested 57-year-old Hugh Lyles at the scene. He was booked on possession and cultivation charges. A new fee to pay for fire service if you live in local but remote areas on the North Coast. Humble Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods discusses.
$150 fee per habitable structure that's been imposed by the state of California in any areas that are in the state response area. So those are areas not in cities, but we have them in our fire district that the state is responsible for protecting wildland fire only.
What does this mean financially?
So what the governor did was remove about $90 million from CAL FIRE's budget and then has, in connection with the legislature, imposed this $150 fee, and the bills are now going out. Our constituents in Humboldt County are receiving them. And what it is, it's really a shell game at the state level. The local government fire agencies are not receiving a penny for this. The local agencies are the ones that are providing the fire protection when it comes to structure fires, medical emergencies, vehicle accidents.
Woods went on to point out that the fee makes it that much more difficult for local agencies to ask for more money locally. Sheriff Mike Downey welcomed the two newest members of the Sheriff's Department at a swearing-in ceremony yesterday. 25-year-old Kyle Holt of Crescent City and a graduate of Butte College's Police Academy, and Hillary Havens of Reading and a graduate of College of the Redwoods Police Academy. They took the oath yesterday. As part of Local Food Month, College of the Redwoods Educational Farm will be holding an open house this Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They encourage you to bring family and friends and join CR agricultural students in taking a tour of the farm. Freshly squeezed cider and a barbecue lunch will be served. The farm is located at 409 Shively Flat Road in Scotia. During the fall semester, the CR Farm is also holding a farmer's market. They do that every Monday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in front of the CR main campus library. The farmer's market will not be held this Thursday due to the open house. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Fred Van Fleck is the new superintendent of Eureka City Schools, moving up from the Sacramento area to take the job. Van Fleck was on Talk Shop to discuss the most pressing issues facing the district, and at the top of the list, it's public perception.
I'm going to speak specifically about Eureka City Schools. The number one concern that I had and have still about Eureka City Schools is a perception out in the community of Eureka City Schools. And is that perception the reality of Eureka City Schools, number one? And from what I've seen so far, no, I don't believe it's a reality. And then number two, what steps do we have to take as a school district to restore the community's trust in our schools and that we're doing the right things for students?
Van Fleck went on to point out budget cuts from the state have had an impact as well as declining enrollment.
The population of the school district has drastically diminished. At one time, I think at its peak, Eureka City Schools was somewhere around 8,000 students, maybe a little bit more. And right now, we're just under 4,000 students, so we're well under half the size that we once were. And I think that's a direct tie to jobs. Just the industry is changing up here. The population is changing up here. And just the climate around here is changing as far as people looking for jobs. And
Van Fleck, a Humboldt County native, was appointed in March of this year. With KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mendova.